Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Rajya Sabha holds discussion on Operation Sindoor. Home Minister Amit Shah assures that Jammu and Kashmir will be free of terrorism under the Narendra Modi government. Lok Sabha approves statutory resolution regarding extension of President's rule in Manipur for a further period of 6 months. ISRO-NASA collaborative satellite NISAR successfully launched from Satish Dhawan Space Center, Sriharikota. New Delhi takes note of US President Donald Trump's announcement to impose 25% tariffs on India. Government says it will take all steps necessary to secure national interest. And IMD forecasts very heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh for today and over East Rajasthan for today and tomorrow. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today asserted that Jammu and Kashmir will be free of terrorism under the Narendra Modi government. Replying to the discussion in the Rajya Sabha on India's strong, successful and decisive Operation Sindoor in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam, the Home Minister said strong action will be taken against terrorists and terror infrastructure will be razed to the ground.
ऐसा जघन्य अपराध कभी नहीं हुआ। धर्म के नाम पर पूछकर चुन चुनकर इनके परिजनों के सामने मले छोटी बच्चियां, छोटे बच्चे, वृद्ध मां, उनकी पत्नियां, उनकी बहनें, इस सब के सामने मारा गया। और क्यों मारा गया? क्योंकि वो संदेश देना चाहते थे कि टेररिज्म से मुक्त हम कश्मीर को नहीं होने। मैं आज इस सदन से उनको संदेश देना चाहता हूं, कश्मीर आतंकवाद से मुक्त होकर रहेगा, ये नरेंद्र मोदी का संकल्प।
Mr. Shah lauded the role of armed forces and security agencies for the successful Operation Mahadev, in which three terrorists involved in the Pahalgam terror attack were neutralized.
मैं सबसे पहले ऑपरेशन महादेव के लिए बताना चाहूंगा। परसों ही बहुत लंबे समय से चल रहे हुए एक ऑपरेशन का अंत आया और वो ऑपरेशन के तहत तीन आतंकवादी सुलेमान उर्फ़े फैजल जट, अफगान और जिब्रान, हमारी सुरक्षा बलों ने इनको मौत के घाट उतार। मनोहर सुलेमान ए श्रेणी का लश्कर ए तैयबा का कमांडर था। पहलगांव हमले में उसकी ही राइफल से गोलियां चली थी और उसको हमारे सुरक्षा बलों ने कश्मीर छोड़कर पाकिस्तान भागने नहीं दिया। अफगान भी ए ग्रेड का लश्कर ए तैयबा का कमांडर था और जिब्रान भी उच्च आला दर्जे का लश्कर ए तैयबा का आतंकवादी था।
The Home Minister said Pakistan's striking capabilities were destroyed during Operation Sindoor and it was brought to its knees. He said the Pakistani side approached India and pleaded with the Indian side to stop the operation.
ये पूछ रहे हैं किसके कहने पर समाधान हुआ? किसी के कहने पर समाधान नहीं हुआ। पाकिस्तान घुटनों के बल हमारे DGMO को फोन किया कि भाई बंद करो। पहले से हमारा मकसद युद्ध का नहीं था, ना पाकिस्तान के अवाम को हम नुकसान करना चाहते थे। मोदी जी ने तुरंत कहा कि अगर पाकिस्तान रोकता है तो रोक लीजिए।
Mr. Shah accused the Congress for taking a lenient approach towards terrorism for its vote bank and appeasement politics. Mr. Shah criticized former Home Minister P. Chidambaram for seeking proof that the terrorists were from Pakistan. He accused that Mr. Chidambaram's statement reflects the mindset of the Congress party, which shields terror outfits. During the Home Minister's reply, the opposition staged a walkout demanding the Prime Minister's reply on Operation Sindoor. Earlier participating in the discussion, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar refuted mediation claims to stop Operation Sindoor, saying that no phone call was made between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump from the 22nd of April to the 16th of June this year. He said no world leader asked India to stop its operation. He lauded the performance and capabilities of the armed forces, which made the country proud.
I laud the performance of our armed forces and the results that have done this country so proud. The Pahalgam attack happened on April 22nd. Across the world, there was solidarity, but the question was, what after? And the answers were two. One, such an attack was absolutely unacceptable. It crossed our red lines. There had to be severe consequences. And two, there had to be accountability and justice.
Later, the upper house was adjourned for the day. The Lok Sabha has given its approval to the statutory resolution regarding the extension of president's rule in Manipur for a further period of 6 months with effect from the 13th of August 2025. Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai moved the resolution seeking approval of the House for the extension of president's rule, which was imposed in Manipur on the 13th of February 2025. Replying to a discussion on the resolution, the minister said it is imperative to extend the president's rule to maintain peace and normalcy in the state. He said only one incident of violence took place in which one person lost his life since the imposition of president's rule. He added that not a single person lost their life in the last 4 months in the state. After completing the business, the lower house was adjourned for the day. The government today announced that the advanced version of the indigenously developed train safety system Kavach 4.0 is ready for commissioning on the Kota-Mathura section. Speaking in the Lok Sabha today, Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav termed it a significant step towards the modernization of railway safety systems in the country. India and the US today marked their maiden space collaboration with the successful flight of a GSLV rocket that placed an Earth observation satellite, NISAR, in a precise orbit. NISAR was jointly developed by ISRO and NASA. According to ISRO, the GSLV has successfully injected NISAR in designated orbit. ISRO's GSLV F-16 injected the synthetic aperture radar satellite into the intended sun-synchronous polar orbit after a flight of about 19 minutes and around 745 kilometers. A report.
The successful launch of the satellite will mark a significant milestone in the history of Earth's observation missions due to its dual radar capability, the L-band and S-band systems, which will provide precise data about the cryosphere, ecosystem and solid Earth.
GSLV F-16 vehicle has successfully and precisely injected. Let me congratulate all the teams from ISRO and NASA JPL on this outstanding success. This is the first GSLV mission to the sun-synchronous polar orbit. NISR is an all-weather, day-night imaging satellite that will scan the entire Earth at 12-day interval. NISR will enable the scientific community to detect the surface variations, sea ice detection, investigate natural hazards, monitor soil moisture and many other applications. And the global scientific community is eagerly awaiting the satellite data for their respective research and usage.
The primary objectives of the mission are to study land and ice deformation, land ecosystems and oceanic regions in areas of common interest to the scientific communities. Henry, Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
Union Minister of State for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh has congratulated everyone upon the successful launch of GSLV F-16 carrying the world's first dual-band radar satellite, NISAR. He termed the satellite launch a game-changer.
That's one of the biggest collaborations at the international level that ISRO has engaged with one of the most premier agencies. We are partnering this new game-changing experiment. Secondly, this is not only going to be confined to the disasters, etc., be it the cyclones or the floods or the climate concerns. It would also, to a very great extent, produce a striking change of scenario in our aviation practices, in our shipping practices.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. India has taken note of a statement by the United States President Donald Trump on bilateral trade after he announced 25% tariffs on India starting from the 1st of August. In a statement today, the Ministry of Commerce and Industry said the government is studying its implications. It added that the government will take all steps necessary to secure national interest, as has been the case with other trade agreements, including the latest Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement with the United Kingdom. The ministry said India and the United States have been engaged in negotiations on concluding a fair, balanced and mutually beneficial bilateral trade agreement over the last few months. It added that the government attached the utmost importance to protecting and promoting the welfare of farmers, entrepreneurs and micro, small and medium enterprises. President Draupadi Murmu attended the inaugural convocation ceremony of the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS Kalyani, held in Nadia District, West Bengal today. Our correspondent has the details.
President Draupadi Murmu, who was present as the chief guest, conferred degrees upon 48 MBBS graduates and 9 postdoctoral certificate course scholars. President Draupadi Murmu said the students, those who have been graduated from this institute, must look after the health care for the poor and downtrodden. She said that there may be genetic manifestation of health care, but the doctor must give lifestyle-related guidance to the patients.
जेनेटिक मैनिफेस्टेशन की बात अलग है लेकिन समुचित आहार विहार और जीवन शैली के बल पर अधिकांश स्वास्थ्य समस्याओं को प्रिवेंट किया जा सकता है या उनकी काफी हद तक समाधान भी किया जा सकता है आपके पास जो लोग चिकित्सा के लिए आते हैं उन्हें आप सब दवा के अलावा जीवन शैली से जुड़ी परामर्श भी दें
विद संदीपन दासगुप्ता दिस इज कल्याण लाहा फ्रॉम एम्स कल्याणी
The 20th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme will be released on the 2nd of August. In this regard, a high-level meeting was held in New Delhi today under the chairmanship of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan. The meeting reviewed the preparations for the event and to ensure that the benefit reaches the maximum number of farmers. The event will be led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast a very heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh for today and over East Rajasthan for today and tomorrow. IMD said heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely over isolated places over Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Odisha, Uttarakhand, West Bengal, Sikkim and the northeastern states tomorrow. Continuous rains in Madhya Pradesh have created flood-like conditions in Guna, Shivpuri, Shivpur and Datia districts. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav held a review meeting on flood and public safety management in Bhopal today.
After the meeting, Chief Minister Dr. Yadav said that relief and rescue operation are going on in the affected districts and army helicopter have been sought from the Defence Ministry.
हमने बाढ़ आपदा नियंत्रण के होमगार्ड्स के कंट्रोल रूम के माध्यम से पूरे प्रदेश के रेस्क्यू सेंटर का रिव्यू किया है मुरैना दमोह रायसेन गुना अशोकनगर शिवपुरी सागर विदिशा आदि में भारी बारिश के कारण से लगभग 2900 लोगों को सुरक्षित स्थानों तक पहुंचाया गया है दो जिलों के लिए रक्षा मंत्रालय के हेलीकॉप्टर सर्विस की सुविधा मांगी है
गुना डिस्ट्रिक्ट रिसीव्ड मोर देन 30 इंचेस ऑफ रेन इन अ डे आफ्टर विच द सिंध रिवर हैज फ्लडेड डिस्ट्रिक्ट कलेक्टर किशोर कुमार कान्या सेड दैट द आर्मी इज आल्सो एंगेज्ड इन रिलीफ वर्क मीनवाइल द मेट डिपार्टमेंट हैज इशूड अ रेड अलर्ट फॉर एक्सट्रीमली हेवी रेन इन गुना एंड श्योपुर डिस्ट्रिक्ट टिल टुमारो मॉर्निंग प्रशांत शर्मा आकाशवाणी न्यूज भोपाल
On to sports and badminton, Indian shuttlers Lakshya Sen, Ayush Shetty and Tarun Manipalli have progressed to the second round of the Macau Open. Lakshya defeated Korea's Jeon Hyuk, 21-8, 21-14, while Ayush defeated Chinese Taipei's Huang Yukai, 21-10, 21-11 today. Tarun secured a win against fellow Indian Manraj Singh, 21-19, 21-13 in mixed doubles. Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto defeated Thailand's Ratchaporn Mokkasasithorn and Nathamon Lai Suan. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Rajya Sabha holds discussion on Operation Sindoor. Home Minister Amit Shah assures that Jammu and Kashmir will be free of terrorism under the Narendra Modi government. Lok Sabha approves statutory resolution regarding extension of President's rule in Manipur for a further period of 6 months. ISRO-NASA collaborative satellite NISAR successfully launched from Satish Dhawan Space Center, Sriharikota. New Delhi takes note of US President Donald Trump's announcement to impose 25% tariffs on India. Government says it will take all steps necessary to secure national interest. And IMD forecasts very heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh for today and over East Rajasthan for today and tomorrow. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.